presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, while Shanghai Lil was warning Lin Fu that he would be the one to take the punishment if the Purple Triangle plot failed, Derek Bluger interrupted him with the news of a threatened civil war between the Canton and Nanking governments. He pointed out that all they would have to do would be to wait until it was going strong and then step in and take over control in the name of the Purple Triangle. While he was explaining this, a squadron of bombing planes flew overhead and dropped the note offering their services to the cause. Meanwhile, Bluger's trap worked to perfection. Jungle Jim and Kolo, with Lynn Chalmers, were captured in the hills. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Derek Bluger, Shanghai Lil, and Lin Fu stand on the parade ground of the fortified headquarters of the Purple Triangle and gaze up at the screen of white smoke that was blotting out the newly arrived squadron of bombers. Waving that note that was dropped to him, Bluger calls to the unseen visitors.
Come to Earth, my little wall birdies! Come to Earth!
I hope that smoke screen hasn't scared them off.
Oh, I hardly think so, Derek.
Most unfortunate if so great a squadron of needed allies should be offended and fly away.
Would it be?
Would it? I'll say so. Here I've been at my wit's end to get a hold of enough money to buy and equip a new squadron of bombers and fighting planes, and now 12 government-built bombers are practically in my lap.
We'll be in luck when smoke screen blow over, Most High Superior. This great day for Purple Triangle cause.
You said it, Lin Fu. Why, we never could afford such a good squadron if we had to buy or build it ourselves. Every one of those planes up there are the finest money can get.
Yes, Most High Superior.
You don't seem to realize what a marvelous bunch of ships those are, Lil.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm a flyer myself, Derek.
Well, you don't seem to be exactly enthusiastic.
Don't I?
No, I shouldn't say your face is beaming with joy.
Oh, sorry. I must have forgotten to bring my beaming with joy expression in my makeup box.
Cut the wisecracks, Lil. I'm not in the mood just now.
Ah, smoke screen now blow over, Most High Superior. Can see squadron again.
Yes, and what a sight. 12 big all-metal jobs. Why, any one of them would make a headquarters for us.
Excellent, Most High Superior.
Say, that's an idea. A flying headquarters.
Shanghai Lil, what did I tell you? No one get ahead of Derek Bluger.
Well, not for long, anyway.
And that's no lie. They don't come any smarter than Derek Bluger. Why, it'll be a cinch. When we start taking over the Chinese national government, our flying headquarters can keep right at the scene of the entire revolution.
Quite right, Most High Superior.
We'll know how things are going every minute. No waiting for reports.
You have my utmost admiration, Most High Superior.
Well, what I want more is your utmost cooperation. And that goes for you too, Lil. I'm getting a little tired of your standing off to one side and making sarcastic remarks.
Thanks for nothing.
Yen Sing, signal a clear field for our visitors to land.
At once, Most High Superior.
Look, Shanghai Lil. Does not your heart thrill at such perfect formation flying?
They certainly can fly, all right. Oh, but why shouldn't they? They're army flyers in army planes.
Ex-army flyers and ex-army planes, Lil. You seem to forget they're deserters from the Canton Air Force.
Who says they are?
Why, they do in this note here.
They say?
Yes.
And you're going to take their word for it?
Why not? If they weren't, they'd never risk flying up here.
I agree, Most High Superior.
Oh, you do, Lin Fu. And you two call yourselves smart officers. Why, our boy scout troop leader wouldn't let him land in his camp without getting more credentials and assurance of why they're here.
Shanghai Lil.
What do you expect them to do, Lil? Drop their passports and photos?
No, Derek, but if I were running this sheep bang, I'd get up there in a plane and look them over for myself.
What for? We can look them over just as well after they land and without so much trouble.
Is that so? Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you? How do you know you may not run into plenty of trouble after they land?
For instance?
For instance, how do you know that each one of those planes isn't a bomber converted into a passenger plane?
Shanghai Lil.
Maybe a trap for you, Derek.
Oh, a trap. Don't try to be melodramatic, Lil.
Melodramatic? Remember the wooden horse of Troy with soldiers in it?
Yes, but that has nothing
Well, those 12 planes may carry men with machine guns. They may capture this hideout of yours before you can get your defense guns turned around on them.
Your Most High Superior, Shanghai Lil voices likely suggestion.
Yes, she would. I never thought of that.
You wouldn't, Derek. That's why you need me around.
And what we do, Most High Superior. Signal already given for strange planes to land.
What'll we do? We'll send up another smoke screen, of course.
Yensing! Hong Yen! Get another smoke screen going up and get it going up fast!
Advance, Maltai Superior.
I'm afraid you're too late, Derek. Is the first plane of the new arrivals landing now?
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Lynn Chalmers, with Kolu trailing behind them, are being brought back to the Purple Triangle headquarters by Bluger's horsemen.
Well, Lynn, looks like Derek Bluger made the first score for his side. We're his prisoners, all right.
Yes, Jim. Oh, if only you'd listened to me and saved yourself.
Save myself? Why, you know I wouldn't leave you to Bluger's tender mercy, Lynn. We tried to escape this trap. We can comfort ourselves with that.
And I was trying so hard to miss you, Jim. You see, this is the second time Bluger sent me out for you.
What happened the first time?
They forgot to gag me, so I was able to lean forward and grab the reins with my teeth, turn the horse around, and practically guide him back to Bluger's hideout.
Clever girl.
I thought Bluger would think that his scheme had failed and give up.
But he got another horse and had you gagged and sent out again, eh?
Yes, and then you saw me.
Well, I can see I'm not dealing with a man who gives up easily. But I still think, Lynn, that since you've served your purpose, Bluger will release you.
But what's going to happen to you, Jim?
That's something I haven't the slightest idea about, and I'm not going to start worrying now. How you doing back there, Kolu?
Quiet, you.
All right, soldier, but you can't stop me from looking. Kolu seems to be making out all right, doesn't he, Lynn?
Yes. They aren't paying much attention to him. It's us they're interested in, Jim.
Yep. This is one time we get to play the star part. Gosh, this seems like old time, Lynn. Like the times back at Burawani when Lily DeVril had your father prisoner at her plantation house.
Lily DeVril? Jim,
hey, what's happened?
Kolu's making a break for his freedom.
So he is. Boy, look at him run. Run for it, Kolu. Get into the hills.
Most High Superior, what we do?
What can we do but wait and see what our visitors are going to do?
Shanghai Lil, you may have correct answer. Look at Wei, stranger landing.
Yeah, not one of them has opened a cabin door.
You're right, Lil. Those that have landed seem to be waiting for the others. Looks queer to me.
Here comes last one. Now we see.
Yes.
Most High Superior! Most High Superior!
Here comes Yensing on the run. I wonder what's happened.
We'll soon know. Well, what is it, Yensing?
Most High Superior, message just received over radio. Announced 20 officers Canton Air Force have deserted.
What?
Everyone asked to look out for 12 bombing planes, which they took with them.
Are you sure, Yensing?
Oh, yes, Most High Superior. Canton government just broadcast announcement of a $20,000 for capture of each deserter.
Lin Pu, you hear?
Yes, Most High Superior.
Yeah, I heard. $20,000.
A reward for the capture of each deserter, huh? Well, I guess we know where we stand with these fellows if they don't obey my orders.
Here come leader of government squadron, Most High Superior.
So that's what they were waiting for. His plane was the last to land. Come on, Lin Pu, let's go meet him.
Yes, Most High Superior. Gentlemen, I am General Yangtze. Whom have I honor of addressing?
My name's Bluger. I'm head of this outfit.
General Bluger.
This is my second in command, General Lin Pu.
General Lin Pu. General Yangtze. I, Vice Commander of 4th Kwangtung Army Air Force. Excuse, please. Should say, was Vice Commander.
Yes. You said in your note here that you were deserted.
Yes, General.
You must have crippled the Kwangtung Air Force when you left with those fine planes of yours.
Unfortunately, have not done so. Latest news received on radio say 20 new airplanes purchased abroad, creating 2 new air forces. Curiosity prompts me to ask, General Yangtze, why you have deserted? Most natural question, General Lin Pu. My comrades and I not participating in civil war between two governments of China. So? Then what are you
Be
doing?
Be quiet, Lin Pu. I'll do the talking.
Excuse, please, Most High Superior.
General Yangtze.
Yes, General.
Just what is the situation between the Canton and the Nanking provinces?
War breaking out any moment, General Bluger. Generalissimo Wang Gaoyu commanded Canton Yuan Tuan Section Hankou Railway, transporting troops and military supplies. Passenger and freight service suspended.
I see. That does look like the boys down there in the southwest mean business.
Yes, General. Also, food shortage reported in Wuchao.
Wuchao? Where's that?
In Guangxi, near Guangdong border.
Are you the only members of the Kwangtung army to desert?
No, General Bluga. Other deserters have gone Shanghai by steamer from Canton. And another bombing plane, like these we have with us, lost somewhere on way.
I see. Well, what's holding up the fireworks? Why haven't they started the war?
Jealousy among generals in command.
Oh.
Yeah. When settled, war commencing.
Do you suppose your comrades in Shanghai would be interested in joining forces with me?
Thinking so, General Bluger. If project proves interesting enough.
I'm sure it will. Tell your comrades here we welcome them. They have the freedom of our camp.
Many thanks, General Bluger.
Lil, come here.
What is it, Derek?
Lil, I want you and Lin Po to fly down to Shanghai and sign up the rest of the deserters.
Yes, dear.
High superior.
The Purple Triangle Army can use every man, and you and Lil must deliver them.
Shanghai Lil and Lin Pu have hardly left the camp when Jungle Jim and Lin Chalmers are brought in by the horsemen.
The prisoners are outside, Most High Superior.
Good. I'll take care of the girl later. Bring in this Jungle Jim Bradley.
At once, Most High Superior. Our Most High Superior deigns to see Jungle Jim Bradley. This way, please.
I've been waiting for this interview for some time.
Yeah. Welcome, Jungle Jim.
Thanks.
Guard, you may take your place outside the door.
Let me congratulate you, Bluger, on the clever way in which you use Lin Chalmers as the bait for your trap.
You flatter me, sir. Let's get down to business. Why have you been spying on me?
Spying? Oh, no, Bluger. My business in coming here was to convince you, by force if necessary, of the foolishness of this plan of yours to conquer China.
My dear sir, nothing can stop the army of the Purple Triangle. I'm to be the first white emperor of China.
Your being an American might cause international misunderstanding.
With an awakened and aroused China behind me, I fear no power on earth.
The boast of an egomaniac.
You underrate me, Bradley. I'm a man of destiny.
I have overrated you, Bluger.
How so?
I thought you were a fool. Now I'm convinced that you're stark mad.
Fortunately, I can afford to laugh off your puny insults. I am master here, as you will soon find out.
What does Bluger plan to do with Jungle Jim? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big comic weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. They're Skippy and Bringing Up Father, the Katzenjammer Kids, Toots and Casper, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. Don't forget our date. Next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.